doing?
Good. How about yourself?
All right. Good. What can I do for you?
I'm just here with Point. I don't know if you had a chance to speak with someone last week that came by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're here today servicing several homes. I don't know if you know Jeff Boxen. He lives 89 Marshall, but he's just requested that we come out to treat mainly for, like, wasps. He was getting them buying shutters. He actually just took his shutters down today.
What we could do, we've been talking about this for probably 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. Well, since we had this thing put up, there's less of them, but generally we get all the wood shavings. You probably see some down there. We'll get the black. The black and yellow bees there, these.
The carpenter bees.
Yeah, the carpenter bees.
Yeah.
So they get up under that.
Okay.
Thing there and
they drill
away.
Drill into the wood.
Oh, yeah, they've been making piles for the last few years.
Is that right?
So I don't know how much has gone away out of that.
Do you get them just here, or do you have other fascia boards that you're seeing them?
Not so much, and maybe because we're always in and out of here.
Uh-huh.
We have a ton of wasps in the back.
We have mud wasps.
Yep. I have all along my rail, but I usually take care of those. Rail of my deck is a space between the 2x4s about that big, and they build a little hive. So they strip
the
hives. So I usually go around and spray those and take care of them every year.
Yeah.
But these are the most troublesome because I don't know how much they
Yeah, well, what they do, if you could actually see their holes, they drill a perfect little hole, and they drill in about 1 inch, and then they'll go sideways about 6 inches,
mm-hmm.
and they lay eggs in different compartments. They're called brood cells. And then, yeah, they're most active in the spring, but right about now, like between now and fall, is when their eggs will be hatching, and you'll start to see them again.
Yeah.
So what we do is we come out just once a season, and every time we come, we treat underneath every fascia board just to make sure that they're not chewing up at the wood there. But we'll also, we treat around the entire foundation. For this type of thing here, do you guys, let me see if I can catch this one, but are these the typical size of ants that you guys see? Yeah. Don't want them to bite me. But yeah, you can see here, he's got those big mandibles, big jaws. So they, they're carpenter ants, so you've got the carpenter bees and carpenter ants, and they actually do similar wood damage as like a termite.
Mm-hmm.
But for these, what we do is we spray around the foundation, and we use a product that it tricks their senses so they don't even realize that it's there, and they'll walk over it, and they'll pick it up on their little leg hairs, and they end up spreading it throughout the entire nest, because a lot of times they'll be nesting within the walls. So that way we can flush them out of the walls and prevent any type of damage done from like the carpenter ants as well.
So what are we looking at here?
Okay. I think you'll be happy, because with the, since we're going to be here anyways today, just down the street, I have a spot open right after Jeff. And we're offering it's a group discount just because it's cost effective for us.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've done that before. I don't know if it was with you guys, but we did it with a couple people here in this row.
Cool. Do you know the square footage of your home?
I don't know. Somewhere around 1900, I think.
Okay.
I mean, the base, I don't know what the base is, but...
No, that sounds right. 1900 around there is what most of these homes are, so... And just like all pest control, we come a total of 5 regular visits throughout the year. And then,
5?
Mm-hmm. We do an initial treatment, and then what we do is we come back about a month later to break up the egg cycle. Because these carpenter ants especially have a lot of eggs within their nest, and they're usually hatching on around a 30-day cycle. So we want to get rid of that generation before they start to lay more eggs. So we do the initial treatment, and then about a month later, we start your quarterlies. So from that point on, it's just once every 3 months to target those seasonal pests. And that way we can guarantee our work. So if you notice anything in between our regular visits, we'll come out for free.
Okay, let's go back to the cost.
Okay. So for the cost, normally it's an initial of $185, but while we're here today, we're dropping that down just to 105 and keeping the quarters at the 105 as well.
Okay.
So it's just 105 initially today, And it's just a pay-as-you-go type plan. So we'll include all the standard pests, so spiders, house ants, mice, silverfish, centipedes.
Do you have a copy of this we can get?
Well, basically, I just need to get some basic info from you, and this has, and I'll leave a copy of this with you. So this will have all like the pests included. And we're including our premium package as well. So carpenter ants, just because of the termiticide that we use, it's an expensive product for us. So normally that would be extra, but we're including that at no extra charge. We also are including the carpenter bees.
Okay, give me bottom line here.
Okay.
Let's just get the point.
So that's
all I care about.
So that's what I'm saying. Bottom line, you're getting all of these pests at no extra cost. It's just the 105
right.
initially and the 105 per quarter.
So quarterly. So we're talking, it's four times a year?
This first year, it's a total of five because we do that initial.
Yeah, sounds like a lawn service.
So, we do just that initial treatment. I'll show you here on paper.
Sure we've only got a couple quarters left, right?
Yeah. So the first one would be here just in August at the 105. And then we'd be back in September to break up that egg cycle. And then from that point on, it's just quarterly. So yeah, just one more in December. And then we'd be back in the spring and in June. And then if you wanted to continue the service next year, the nice part is we'll keep you at the same price. This will never raise up.
Okay.
And you won't see this initial again, so you can just stay at the regular quarters. That makes sense?
So you're talking about all of these things. So if you spray base and you spray fish, is that going to take care of all the spiders that come here? See all this crap from all the bugs? Now, I don't know if it's going to take care of that, but this is always a problem for us.
Right.
And a lot of it's spider crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally crap. It just makes a mess out of this. Does that take care of all that?
It will, because we do our web away service we're including. So we've got a long pole with a treated brush, and we can reach up to 30 feet. So, yeah, like this, wow, it's a nice big web right here.
Where you at?
Right.
Oh, that one.
Right here, yeah.
That's nothing compared to some of the things we get.
Really? Wow.
We get those big, they look like those hobo spiders you're talking about.
Yeah.
We had pictures of.
Spiders. So we'll come in with that brush and we wipe down for webs. We'll do that like in the corners as well, and that applies a repellent that kind of keeps that web activity down.
Okay.
So. What was your name?